This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira fahamadu. My brothers and sisters, we come to the issue of matters related to Eid. First of all, again, issue of when is Eid? Eid is when the moon is sighted. Please understand this is a needless controversy that happens all over the world with Muslims every single year, the same old dumb questions. Two questions. One is how many rakat of Tarawih? And the second one is when did Ramadan start and when did Ramadan end? Rasulullah's hadith is very clear. He said, see the moon and start fasting, see the moon and stop fasting. It does not mean that everyone individually has to see the moon. As long as you see the moon in your general area where you live, then this is sufficient. But it is not okay to say I'm following Saudi Arabia or I'm following Damascus or I'm following Kuala Lumpur or somewhere, because just like we do not follow another country with regard to our daily Salah time, similarly we do not follow another country with regard to when a month starts and when a month ends. Right? We don't pray Salatul Zuhr at the time Salatul Zuhr is being prayed in the Haram in Mecca, for the simple reason that the time for Salatul Zuhr in the Haram in Mecca depends on the sun's position in Mecca. It does not depend on the sun's position in America. So if I'm living in America and I say I will pray according to the position of the sun in Mecca, it makes absolutely no sense. Similarly, if I say I'm living in America and I will follow the position of the moon in Mecca, it doesn't make sense. So we follow the sighting in our country, in our land. So it doesn't mean if you're living in Luxembourg, the little piece of land there, the moon has to be sighted there. No, general area, right? So inshallah, do that. Don't get into these controversies. Now, as far as Salatul Eid is concerned, as we know, Rasulullah made it an obligation to pray what is called Zakatul Fitr or Fitra at the end of Ramadan, which is wajib and fard on every man, woman and child, even if it is newborn. And if you have servants, then you pray for your servants also. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this should be paid before you go out for Eid Salah. So it can be paid a few days before, it can be paid on the same day, but prayed before. It can be paid in money or in some kind of whatever is a staple, so barley, dates, wheat, rice, whatever. This is the exact amount and so on, you can refer to that, but must be paid before we go out for Salah. This is Sahih Bukhari. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a beautiful Ramadan and a beautiful Eid. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.